It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Today, Brooke and I chatted about the government's announcement, now gathering information on tax intake. I started off by asking Brooke to give a brief description of the situation.
Well, the government has recently decided that it's of interest to the government to snoop into the lives of some of New Zealand's wealthiest people using what they call research powers under IRD. I think it's very intrusive because we currently have income tax, which is tax on income, and what the government really is doing is saying that privacy of New Zealand individuals doesn't matter in the case of wealthy individuals, and it's okay for IRD to go snooping into the assets that people own and to figure out how many assets people have based on a list of public names that they found in NBR. There is no overseas precedent for this type of snooping into people's lives, and it just sounds as though the government is eagerly gearing up to search for new taxes that they could create to fuel its addiction to spending. I think it's wrong, and it's not a country that I want to live in, where we snoop into individuals' assets and lives to try and gather data on what sort of new taxes we can put on them.
Do you think there's any merit into reassessing the tax system and looking to understand better what different members in different parts of society pay?
I think what the government is trying to do here is to look at whether they could start a wealth tax. Now, ACT is very clear that we should only tax income. We should have an income tax like we currently do, and we shouldn't tax people on their assets. And it's for a basic reason, that we don't want to live in a country where we have tall poppy syndrome rife in our tax system. Instead of looking at people who are wealthy and saying, let's divide New Zealanders against each other and pit them against each other and say, your assets should be mine, let's look at opportunities and how we can create environments where everybody could have the opportunity to grow their own wealth.
And how would the ACT Party enable those sorts of opportunities?
We need to make sure that when people are earning income, they're not being unfairly penalised. So we would actually reduce the tax take, getting rid of that 39% tax rate, because we think it is divisive. And we would also reduce the tax cut for the 48,000 to 70,000 tax bracket, down from 30% to 17.5% to make it a fairer system. Because the government talks a lot about a fair tax system. Well, is it fair that 9% of individuals in this country pay 42% of all income tax? No, we actually need to relook at our tax intake.
And when you say divisive, what exactly do you mean when you use that word to describe the current tax system?
Well, I think what we've seen with the introduction of the 39% tax rate is an admission from the government that it thinks that the wealthier people get, or the more income people get, the more the government is entitled to take off them. And it feeds into an idea that we see growing with some government ministers calling for wealth taxes, that because somebody has been successful or because somebody has more money than you, then we should be a country where we're envious and we take that money rather than trying to figure out how is it that we can create opportunity for everybody to be in that position.
What are the limits in your mind of that progressive income tax system? Should there be a progressive income tax system at all?
Well, I guess if you get into the theoreticals of the tax system, I mean, ACT in the past has campaigned for flat taxes, but we want to take what is a very progressive tax system and make sure that it is somewhat fairer and that more people pay the same share of tax for how much they're contributing in society. And so, yes, we've looked at the progressive tax system and said we can make it fairer by reducing that rate from 30% to 17.5%, and by doing so, give people in that middle income bracket around $2,000 extra And that, I think, is very important for when we're living in this cost of living crisis too, because that will go a huge way to helping people who are really struggling to pay their rent at the moment, and it will help in some way to help them get through these next few years.
When you're talking about repealing the 39% tax rate and cutting the 30% tax rate, you are talking about the biggest tax cuts going to those wealthy individuals, notably those who earn above that 39% threshold, above $180,000 a year. Is that correct?
Well, there are two ideas that I'm putting forward here. One is about what sort of society do we want to live in? Do we want to live in a society where if you are successful or you're deemed more successful by the government puts in place new rules and new laws, which are the politics of envy, that say because you are wealthier, you need to contribute even more to society? Or do we live in an environment where we say we want to create all of the opportunities so everybody could have the chance to be able to be in a position to have that amount of income? Because ultimately, if we become a society where we become a society of envy, you're going to see a lot of people starting to move overseas. We know that the government expects around 50,000 New Zealanders to leave this year alone. Once we start making New Zealand a country where people who work hard, who are successful, who want to invest, start jobs, create opportunities for others, feel unwelcome, they'll easily find another country around the world that would, with open arms, welcome them. The second aspect is this idea that we are currently living in a cost of living crisis. And I think it is unfair that the government has currently taken an extra $14 billion in tax just through inflation this year. And the ACT Party says, let's make that fairer. You should deserve more of your own money in your back pocket. So we would reduce that 30% tax rate down to 17.5%. And by doing so would help people on average with $2,000 extra in their pockets. That was money that they already earned that was taken through the government through inflation, and help them pay for the cost of living crisis that they're in. Because the ACT Party believes that you know best how to spend your own money rather than the government. So there's a few ideas in there, but ultimately we want to be in a society where everybody has opportunity, that we can grow wealth and we can grow incomes through opportunity, through education, through getting those basic policy frameworks around housing correct, and make sure that when people are successful, they want to live and stay in New Zealand. And I think this gathering tax information idea that the government's gone down divides New Zealanders against each other.
You know, I appreciate and understand the ideological motivations of why you want to do this and the moral obligations you feel for this policy. Nonetheless, the big winners from the proposal you're talking about would be those high income earners. It would be that 9% who you mentioned pay 42% of New Zealand's income tax. Is that correct?
The big winners will be anybody who's earning over $48,000 in our tax policy. But the ultimate big winners, by making sure that we don't go down the route of passing new taxes, passing new wealth taxes, snooping into people's lives about what sort of assets they have, is that we start looking at how do we grow the pie for everybody? How do we actually put the policies in place that make New Zealand a place where people have better opportunities, that every child born in this country knows that they could own their own home, that they could have a good job, that they could go on to be successful and be rewarded for it, rather than looking at people and thinking, how do we grow the government's coffers by taking money off people who've worked hard?
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.